Ray?
Russell G. I think she was raised on the farm.
Oh.
There used to be a lot of farms over that section. All the Manleys over there, they were raised on the farm. Had a group of brothers, three or four of them, came in there and raised on the farm right there across the west side of the river. They mined it all now, plus they come to go mine it all.
Look, we talk about the farm as mammals. What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs? Should be what kind of hen?
Ruby. Most everybody calls it just a little setting. I took one, set on some duck eggs one time. She hatched those ducks out. She had a fit when they went in swimming. She just had one fit after another. My bird dog killed the old duck. She was sitting on the nest. And I had him duck hunting. He'd been treating ducks. He went out and killed that old duck on that nest. Brought it, put it right down by the firehouse. Well, I walked out there, the duck. Three of them. He killed them and I had them laying right by the. I had to go out the door to get to the car. I started out and I saw those three ducks on the ground. She was an engineer. I didn't know it was killed. They were sitting there, sitting ducks. She was sitting out in a little old house he had out that firehouse. He never used it, but it had the holes in it. And he had built a nest in there and let that old duck sit on those eggs. And my dog killed her. I like lost my job. I told him, I said, I'll buy you another duck. So I went up and bought to a boy a couple of those ducks. And he said, better, kill the old second duck. Cliff was in the Navy. He had one and she had one. He was over in Vietnam and he'd send a recording. He'd send a recording. I've got 3 dozen of them. I can read them and reread them. I read until I just get one out and then I go to sleep. I can't watch TV when I'm sleepy. I get wide awake watching. I guess it lurks my eyes or something. I've tried that. I can go to sleep watching a baseball game, but I can't go to sleep watching a picture.
Next thing I'll do is ask you some questions about some of the utensils and so forth. What did you usually call the thing that you would carry milk in? Water in. Say you milk the cow, you carry the milk out.
Pail. So milk pails. You had milk pails. You put them in. On the cow, and I watered the little man's drink. He carried a bucket, a water bucket.
Were they made out of different things?
Well, our water pails were made out of really light tin. And, of course, they had to be sterilized all the time, boiled. We had a community cow, about three or four of them supported the cow and they mowed and most of them owned it. So we divided the milk up like that. We never did own the cow ourselves. The neighbors, they'd have them. And look, they had more than they could use out there at the mine and you could buy them 5 cents a quart.
What would that bucket
be made out of? Guaranteed 10, son. It wasn't anything else. It was. But we have it too. Of course, I guess on the farm they have the pails made out of wood. I don't know. I know they have stone jugs that they made to put syrup in. They grow sugar cane and have a cane grinder and grind the cane up, boil it down, put it in a big pot, iron steel pot, and boil it to make syrup out of it. And they'd invite all the neighbors over to cane grinding. We'd all go over there and chip it, feed the mill, have an old horse or mule that went round and round and squeezed cane out, juice out of it. And then they pile a piece that were left after it'd been through the